Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Boy, have I got a destination for you today, folks. You are going to love this place, and I just learned more information about it. So we're going to be speaking with Noreen Tassinari, the Director of Marketing for Eastern States Exhibition. And they do a special event in the fall called the Big E, but I guess there's a lot more to the place that I didn't realize. So, Noreen, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. Great to be on with you, Marietta.
First of all, where are you located? Let's let everybody know.
Sure. So we're the Big E. Sometimes we're called New England's Great State Fair because we represent all six New England states, unlike, you know, the larger state fairs in the Midwest. We have Iowa and Indiana. We're located very close to you folks in western Massachusetts, in West Springfield, Mass. We're at the junction of Route 91 and Route 90. Very easy to reach. You would just get on the Massachusetts Turnpike, head east, and get off the pike at exit 4 and follow your ways or follow your GPS to get to the exposition grounds. And we kick off next Friday the 13th. I understand there's a full moon too, so it should be an extra special opening day. And we run for 17 days all the way to September 29th. Last year we had a record year. We attracted 1.5 million people.
Wow.
So we're the sixth largest fair in North America. That includes the Canadian fairs as well.
So you're like a state fair on steroids, basically, because you're spotlighting the whole New England area.
Yes.
Wow,
yes,
that is awesome.
Very unique. And we were, you know, New England's small, and, you know, small geographically, but our founder back in 1916 was a fellow named Joshua Brooks, and his idea was to showcase agriculture. It was in the middle of the Industrial Revolution, and agriculture was declining, he thought. So he created this event to bring the eastern states together, and originally New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, the Mid-Atlantic states were included in this as well. But that was more back then. Now we've got the six New England states, and there's an area in our fairgrounds called the Avenue of States.
Ooh.
And on the avenue, it's beautiful. You can look it up on our website, which is thebigee.com. But each of the six New England states has a building that represents, and it's the capital. It's the replica of the original state capital of the state.
Wow.
It's, you know, it's a good-sized building. It's owned and run by each of the six New England states, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
So you'll, you know, get a taste of Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and, of course, Massachusetts within these buildings.
So, like, Maine, they talk about lobsters and things like that? Or
yep. In the main building, we have Maine lobster rolls. We have some beautiful crafted products. There's information on Maine as a vacation destination.
Oh.
So the tourism department is represented. The agriculture departments are strongly represented in each of the buildings.
Wow. So you can really get a good overview of each state then by what you're seeing. What? Just go give a run through the different states and give an idea of what kind of things we might find.
So in the Massachusetts building, of course, you know, this is actually their 100th anniversary. It's their centennial. They were found. They were the first building to be built on the fairgrounds in 1919. So we're going to be rededicating that building.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see lots of food items. Cranberries are represented. Again, Massachusetts as a tourism destination. And that kind of holds true through all six of the New England states.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont has an actual brick oven where they cook Vermont flatbread pizza.
Oh.
And serve that. Maple sugar industry in probably three of the buildings, because maple sugaring is very strong agriculturally
here. We could load up on syrup then for this trip.
Yeah, yes, absolutely you could. Everyone has their specialties.
Yeah.
New Hampshire has wonderful kettle corn that they pop in the back, and, you know, they showcase a lot of the artisans in that state as well. And so you kind of get a general idea. So that's a unique area to our fairgrounds. Another very unique area is Storrowton Village Museum. Folks who've been to Boston perhaps were stuck in traffic on Storrow Drive every time you drive in. John Storrow, his wife Helen, was the first female trustee of Eastern States Exposition.
Oh.
And she was chairman of the home department. And her idea was to showcase home events and revolutionary things for women, basically, some new products. And she also had a destination where women could learn how to vote. when they first got that opportunity, so they didn't have to ask their husbands, is what she said. She was, Helen Storrow was very prominent in the Girl Guides and Girl Scouting movement, and she, in her home department, she wanted to have buildings to showcase the home area. So she went throughout New England and dismantled buildings from the 18th and 19th century and brought them to the exposition grounds, and they created created a little village called, which we named in her honor upon her death, Storrowton Village, and it's an official museum. There's a blacksmith shop, a schoolhouse, a tavern.
Wow.
The village is open year-round with educational programs. The tavern is a full-service restaurant. My wedding was there in the banquet area in the 80s. So it's that's another wonderful, unique area.
Are they dressed in, like, period costume and try to recreate? So when you think you're there, you think you're in another time kind of a thing? Or
that is exactly true. Yes, we do that during the fair. We have docents in costume, in character, who act as guides through the individual buildings. We have a farmhouse. We have a mansion. Uh-huh. We have a law office as well, a lovely gazebo on the green. And then during the rest of the year, as I told you earlier, we are open year-round. We have about 120 shows and events, home shows, agricultural shows, many, many horse shows and dog shows. And Storrowton has a lot of their programs for school children, as well as special programs during the Christmas holiday. They have a haunted Storrowton program because, yes, there are spirits, we believe, that reside in the homes because, you know, they were lived in by a number of people in the 19th century. So that's, you know, we're in addition to that, of course, we're a big, big fair. We've got everything that you would want in a fair, including rides, crafts, entertainment, over 80 shows on three stages throughout the 17 days of the fair. And I can just kind of rattle some of those off.
Sure.
The fans of AJR, Loverboy, a Christian hard rock group called Skillet, Sugar Ray is coming, Carly Rae Jepsen, Foreigner on our final day on the 29th, Collective Soul. We have a children's program, Sesame Street Live, C is for Celebrations, first time we've done something like that on our stage. And we have, you know, Chinese acrobats, the Atlanta Rhythm section. We've got Blue Oyster Cult will be coming as well.
Wow.
Ambrosia.
Big names.
yep. Lots of names.
Yeah.
Lots of fun taking place on our stages. And people, if you ask, if anybody is, you know, listening that has people that know people that have gone to the Big E, they always talk about the food. And this year will be no exception. We have a wonderful array of food. We showcase what new foods, just so that, you know, folks can be aware of them. We have our old favorites, of course, like the Big E cream puff.
I've heard about that. The person who told me about Big E was from Vermont. And he says, you've got to go just for these cream puffs. They're amazing. So the cream puffs
really
and the lobster
were
the two that he mentioned. And potatoes, some kind of big baked potato or something. So tell us about the food. This is great.
So the cream puff came into existence 2002 to much acclaim and fanfare. We even got the cream puff on the Regis and Kelly show back then. Regis was actually performing on our stage, so we sent a box of cream puffs down in a limousine to Regis, and they were on the air, and it was wonderful. But, it's a huge cream puff. I can't even explain how big it is. Maybe the size of a Big Mac, even bigger.
Wow.
Probably the best thing you've ever eaten, so they must be tried. And they've taken it a step further, and the cream puff nut, it can come with chocolate ganache as well.
Oh, wow.
If powdered sugar isn't enough for you, add a little chocolate to your cream puff.
Where do you go to get that? Is it like a certain location within the fair?
Yes. There are actually three locations. The Cream Puff Bakery is located in the New England Center, one of our buildings.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the main entry gate. When you come to the Big E, you park at Gate 9. Gate 9A is the entry gate. Mm-hmm. There's a cream puff station as you enter the fairgrounds or leave at the end of the day because you can get them to go.
Oh, boy.
I freeze them and serve them for Thanksgiving. They're wonderful. You know, they keep beautifully. And another location in our food court for cream puffs and eclairs.
Wow. So do you have to order them ahead of time or you just show up and get online kind of a thing?
Well, interesting. You should ask because once you arrive, you can buy your cream puffs. You can eat them there. You can get something in a little to-go pack.
Uh-huh.
And in addition to that, you can order them right now online, a six-pack of cream puffs, and there is a savings if you order them now through our website, thebigee.com. Just click on buy tickets, and it brings you kind of to the ticket page, and you'll see where there's cream puff six packs. So when you do that, you can pick them up when you arrive.
Wow. So you just give them your name or your number or whatever and pick them up. But I don't think it'll get home. I don't, you know, I think it'll, I'll be eating them before they get, before I get back. So
that happens a lot too. For sure. You've got a bit of a drive.
Oh yeah.
But we do have some new foods. I'd just like to touch on that briefly.
Yeah, sure.
We have a new exhibitor called Chocolate Moonshine Company that has beautiful artisan chocolate. So we do a little bit of everything. There's a lot of deep fried foods here, but you know, some high-end confections as well. We've got homemade giant pretzels. Gertrude's Pretzels is joining us. And apparently there's a pretzel-wrapped quarter-pound Nathan's Hot Dog.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. 10-inch bratwurst.
Wow.
So that sounds amazing.
That's going to be a winner.
I think so. Hot Wisconsin cheese, deep-fried cheddar, mozzarella, jalapeno, or Swiss cheese. And the Swiss cheese is coated in rye batter served on a stick. Yum.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful, we have healthy food too, of course.
Sure.
We have Mediterranean food in our Biggie Bistro, hummus, falafel, gyros, baklava, spanakopita. And we have our new kind of deep fried thing we're talking about a lot is deep fried pineapple upside down cake. There's always something in that realm that, you know, we're kind of talking about.
Oh.
And deep fried Brussels sprouts. So it's, you know, got some fiber there. Good for you.
Yes.
chocolate chip ice cream sandwich is new as well. And something called the barbecue split at Porky's Barbecue.
Oh, that sounds good. What's that about?
Well, picture a banana split, but instead of bananas, you have ribs. So it's mashed potatoes for the cream or ice cream, pulled pork, beef brisket, two St. Louis ribs, and barbecue sauce, and topped with cherry tomatoes.
Wow, where's Porky's on the map there?
On Commonwealth Avenue.
Okay.
It's located, if you find gate 4. Just kind of go in to the right. So it's from the center of the fairgrounds where the Court of Honor is and off on the road that goes to the Massachusetts building. So it's centrally located. There's a lot of food on that street.
Gate 4 and Commonwealth Avenue. Okay, that's cool. That's going to be a popular one for a lot of people, I think, too. So
yeah, it's very showy. And you can share it because then you can have some more food.
Yeah, yeah. My friend from Vermont was talking about baked potatoes. Can you tell us what he was talking about with that?
Yeah, so we have Billy's Baked Potatoes, which are, you know, topped with everything. It's sort of a potato sundae with chives and sour cream, bacon bits, and lots of cheese. And you can have it topped with chili as well. There are other potatoes. The Maine baked potato is kind of a tradition with many people.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually brought here from a rustic county in Maine. Of course, it's potato harvesting time during the Big E, so they're brought all the way down. They're giant potatoes. The Connecticut building on the side of their building has a big potato, a huge potato that's topped with a lot of different things. There's lots of options. My personal favorite is Billy's.
Billy's. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So the food, really the food, people want to come just for the food too, I would think, right? Along with
They do. People have season passes just so they can come for supper every night, I think, and try something new.
Oh, that's fantastic. Timex is over there somewhere. My husband keeps talking about wanting to buy a Timex watch or something.
Yes, the Timex people are in the Connecticut building because that's a Connecticut company. So they've been a fixture in the Connecticut building for many, many years. So they roll out, you know, kind of vintage watches and whatever they have new for watches as well. And, yes, we do have an advance ticket promotion going on now through Wednesday, September 11th, which is 2 days for the fair.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to thebiggie.com and click buy tickets now, the regular admission price is $15. The advance tickets are $12.
Uh-huh.
The child's price is $8 regularly. It's $10 at the gate. Again, you can get your cream puffs, your six pack. If you want to come for 17 days, there's a value pass as well for $40 that you can purchase. So the biggie.com is the spot to do that, unless you're going to be in the area. And again, and it's very easy to reach. When it comes to accommodations, there are many hotels in this area between Hartford and Northampton.
Okay.
Weekends are busier. The middle weekend of the fair, which is September 21st and 22nd, that's usually our best attended. We have big crowds. So, uh-huh. I'll just tell you guys a little secret. If you can come on the first weekend or the third weekend, it's not as crazy crowded.
Okay.
And if it's kind of overcast or cloudy, kind of like today, I don't know what it's like in New York, uh-huh. that's a great day to come. I always say that's the best kept secret. Come on, it doesn't have to be a bright and sunny day.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if somebody's coming, is there handicap parking or anything like that? If anybody has special needs, what would you
Absolutely.
Look for?
So our main parking lot is Gate 9.
Uh-huh.
And for your GPS, 875 Memorial Avenue will bring you there. And we have probably close to 150 handicap parking spots. They do fill up quickly. We have golf carts that bring people in from the lot. It's a big lot, uh-huh. so we transport them to the gate and from the gate. There is a handicap drop-off area at Gate 9A that people can drive in, and the passengers can get out, and the person can go park in the regular parking area and then come back. There are wheelchair and stroller rentals right at the gates. So we make it as easy as possible for folks to come to the Big E. It's a big fairgrounds, 175 acres.
Uh-huh.
It's probably not as big as the New York State Fairgrounds, but we're
it's
pretty
packed.
Spread out.
You got a lot in there. That's a good thing. One other thing, this 875 Memorial Avenue, give me the the whole zip code thing, because if somebody's putting in a Garmin or something, they need the zips.
Absolutely. So we're in West Springfield, so 875 Memorial Avenue, West Springfield, Mass., 010-89.
010-89.
Okay,
great.
Is the zip code.
All right, so we can.
And then we do have a relationship with Waze, so if you're a Wazer, they will be keeping an eye on things and will advise people, as well as our state police and our local police, the best routes in.
Okay.
So they...
Yeah. So there, if somebody's coming for 91, then there's directions for the exit, and it's easy to...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. What exit number is it? I should mention the exit number on here, too.
Sure. On the Mass Turnpike, so Route 90 east from where you are,
uh-huh.
and then exit at exit 4 to Route 5 south.
To Route 5 south. Okay. That's great.
And Memorial Avenue is actually 147, Route 147 West, you would take from there.
147 West. Okay, that's great. Now, I would think anybody that needs to come, they've got to make hotel reservations right away, right? This is something that you don't want to wait until the day before to try to find a place to stay because of
yeah,
the volume.
That would be wise. And
yeah.
Our Convention Bureau, the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, valleyvisitor.com, I believe,
uh-huh.
is their website. Or just say, just look for the GSCVB or Greater Springfield Convention Bureau, and they provide links to all of the hotels.
Okay, so we want to do that. And let's see. So we've got the food covered. We got the events. The website would have a complete calendar of what goes on, because I assume you can't do the same thing every day. You got different things going on different days.
Oh, yes. So, yes, absolutely. Yep, the calendar is up there.
Okay.
On the website, social media.
Uh-huh.
If folks are really interested, they can opt into our e-newsletter. We send e-blasts frequently with new information.
Uh-huh.
And then follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and there's, YouTube. We try and put as much as we can out there for folks.
Now, Noreen, if somebody wanted to bring a bus group, I would think you don't just show up with something like that. Who would they contact, or is there a phone number where they would arrange for something like that? Or
yep, that would be group sales, and there are special discounts for group sales, and that's on our website as well.
Okay.
You just kind of some of the drop-down menus, tickets, just look for group sales.
Okay. That sounds,
and they can help you.
All right, that sounds good. Anything else you want to add to it when we wrap it up?
So just September 13th through 29th are our dates, and hope everybody comes to visit us, because we'd love to have new fans from New York State. That would be super.
Fantastic. Noreen, thank you so much. I really appreciate your coming on. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue the rest of the half hour and talk some more about Big E. And I might mention some other things in the area if somebody's going to stay a couple days. There's some other places they can go. But we're going to try to fill the time with mostly things about you. So we'll we'll keep going. I'll send you a copy of the show when we're done.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right. That's Noreen, who's the director of marketing for Eastern States Exhibition. And we're going to continue now. We're just going to be talking about some other things that I saw on the website that's coming up for the Eastern States as part of this show. I found that they have a big lumberjack competition that's going to be part of the events that go on. It's called Timberworks Lumberjacks, and it's called the Olympics of the Forest. Okay, and they say get ready for axe throwing and log rolling and cross-cut sawing, chainsaw carving. It sounds like a lot of fun. So that'll be going on daily, and that's at the Avenue Showplace, which is, I guess that's a location there, and probably your map will show it. They also have, it looks like a really nice circus there, and I think that's also daily. And I think with that one, you have to reserve tickets. But if you got kids or you like the circuits, I mean, you can see the camels, and there's all kinds of stuff. But it's a real, big top experience. That caught my eye. I thought that was kind of cool. And I also noticed that there's some for pet lovers, right? There's something called Mutts Gone Nuts, and there you I guess they have all kinds of special. I don't know if I call it theatrics or acrobatics, I guess, more for dogs. And I think that's going on probably, let me see, it says daily at 11, 2:30 and 6. So make sure you add that into your itinerary. And let's see, for the kids there, McDonald's is sponsoring a giant slide. So they said towering slide. So I guess that's a really big slide. So kids are going to probably get a kick out of that. And there's an exhibit called Animals, Large and Small. And it says, see creatures great and small and learn about their habits and environments. And it's being done at what they call Camel Kingdom Presents Sahara. And that's outside the Big Top. And they also have a little petting zoo at Gates 4 and 7. So make a note of that. All of these, the show's going to be archived on our website. So if you're driving and you're hearing this, you can definitely go look it up. I think this is going to be a great attraction. I think once you go there, I think you'll probably go back every year. It really looks pretty spectacular. There's an all-American thriller monster truck ride. And let's see, everybody likes monster trucks, so that's a big deal. And that's being sponsored by MGM Springfield. So I think there's probably a casino in Springfield somewhere. But anyway, this monster truck thing is going to be on September 16th and September 23rd, just so you can plan ahead on that. And let me see, I'm trying to see, there's a big midway there, so that's probably all kinds of games and things, circus. They have parades. And it looks like, traditional marching bands and like New Orleans floats and stuff, costumes. So, kind of like a Mardi Gras. So they have a Big E daily parade at 5 o'clock every day. They got a Mardi Gras parade Monday to Thursday at 7:30 p.m. I didn't ask her the hours, but I think it's till 10 at night. I don't think it closes down at 5. It keeps going. They have a, there's a parade of cars on the 22nd at 9:30, and I'm going to be talking about cars a little bit more also. But there's quite a bit to do. And when I was looking through, doing the research about the food, these giant baked potatoes are a big deal. These lobster, the things involving lobsters in the Maine area really look great. These the things with the ribs, and there's a lot of barbecue. There's great candy and stuff like that. I think you want to probably go onto that website. They have competitions in advance about some of these, the best new items that are going to be sold. Go read through all of that. You'll get a good overview, and you could plan your days, if it's multiple days, or if you have to hit the place in one day, you would just, it's so huge. You want to be able to target where you're going so you can maximize it. Now, when you get back home, or when you want, you get to get a pad and paper, you can go to www.realcountryhv.com. You can listen to the show again. You can go on to their website and see what else you have coming up. But it looks like it's a great place. This Storrowtown Village is year-round kind of a really nice historic site. So you might want to see if you can work in the time for that as well. And I don't know. I think it'll work out good. Everybody, I mean, I didn't really know about it till I started hearing about it from the people in New England who know a lot about it because they go every year. So I'm going to wrap it up for now. And I hope you folks have a wonderful week. This is Marietta Allen signing off for Weekend Magazine. Have a great trip.